Track one row not selected.
Hey guys, so I was gonna stop playing this today, but I figure I can do this one pretty quick. This is gonna be a short part, but I'm gonna explore the stuff that's up the post. So
man on one. Inventory.
Let's go ahead and do this.
It's a metal post. Would you like to use a rope to climb it? Climb post. Shadow Warriors rest area.
And we're here. Now,
all men on one have been completely healed.
There's some beds.
Many of us don't have homes of our own to go back to when the day or night's worth of work is completed. Many of us are kept as little more than prisoners ourselves.
Sorry about the background.
About half of the workers never leave the building. We're given the lovely aerial view of the prison of frozen time so that we are constantly reminded what could happen to us if we think of misbehaving.
Octoros is crazy. So, oh.
Chris found 3 max skill drinks. Chris store.
That's useful. This place is big.
Chris found 3 skill drinks.
That's useful. Many people?
Chris found an Irid pendant. Chris stored the Irid.
Ah, there's my pendant. I'm just,
many of us don't have homes of about. We're given.
Is that it?
Living like this is horrible.
Well, I'm sorry. Just some more beds. I think that's about it. Yeah. So,
many of us don't.
That's it? Just 2 people? Guess so. Well,
Invent items. Deadless dust, 1. Select the Sandcock Beach. Hey you. I yelled at somebody casually strolling across the beach. Hey, I need help here. What's going on? The woman said, rushing over. My dad, I said. He's very badly hurt. Please go get a doctor or something. Within 5 minutes, a doctor was carrying my father away in a stretcher. I sat there, thinking. Was it not near this very same spot that I first contemplated the fact, faced the realism that my own father had betrayed me to Octoros? Wasn't it then that I wished to hurt him, to kill him even? And now being given the opportunity and not going through with it. Because, of course, I didn't really blame my father now. How could I? If subjected to such atrocities, I might do the same thing. He wasn't right in the head when he betrayed me. He wasn't. The image of my father as a wise and moral man fought to reassert itself in my mind after being torn apart when I nearly fell to my death from the top of Mount Cinder.
Wow.
I wanted to have my father back, the man I didn't always agree with, but the father I loved and respected.
Yeah, I believe if you kill him, the story is slightly different.
If he survives, I would be able to have that father again. Or would I? Can a person ever be the same after facing such torture? Presently, I decided it would behoove me to return to Orianda City and tell my grandmother and sister the horrible news, omitting some of the detail for my sister's sake.
So,
pocket car. Where? Ori. Ori.
That's where we go.
Grandma, hey big bro, my sister shouted. Where have you been? And so I told them.
Oh, this music.
I told them the whole story, well, mostly the whole story. I did omit some of the darker elements, my sister being only 8 years old. But he'll get better, right big bro? Melanie pleaded. Yeah, I promised. He'll get better. I know he will. He's got to. I started to cry, and my sister and grandmother joined in the grief. You said he was taken by Sancot medics? My grandmother queried. Yeah, I said. They're some of the best in Tangiria, he'll be fine, grandmother reassured. We sat there, discussing the fond memories we had of my father. Grandma told us a story about when Dad was only about 11 and how he snuck away to start his Manamon journey against the wishes of his mom. So then he says, well, you may be a disobedient sneak, but you beat me fair and square, so here's your stadium key. Melanie laughed and I smiled. Actually, Grandma, I asked after a few more hours of catching up. Yes, Chris dear, she replied. I want to go out for a walk now, get some fresh air, I said. I might decide to travel to the next stadium, get my mind off things. I'll come back and visit you soon though, okay? Do as you must, Chris, my grandmother said. Do whatever you have to deal with the situation. Love you, Grandma, I said, miming a kiss. Love you, Melanie, I said to my sister. Love you too, bro, Melanie said.
Now, what I find rather weird is you have that cutscene and no one's in the house. Ow, ow. Oh. Anyway.
Monohote. All men. Inventory items. Star element. Can update in EXP pal. Lightning L. Ultra in. Life tonic. Smoke element. Yiganet. Star element.
Wait, do I have. Hang on.
Other items. Amplify key. Can. Irid pendant. A small orb like gem hangs from a thin metal chain. The gem reflects light in an odd, yet beautiful way.
Yeah.
All. Save.
So it looks like I have my pendant back.
Game set. Select an option. Party.
Anyway.
Exit K. War. Yes.
I did save, right?
No. Select can. Save. Game set. Select. Exit. War. Yet.
Anyway, audacity. That will do it for this part. I told you it'd be short, but I just wanted to wrap that up. And then at some point here, we will go to Star Mountain or Stargaze Mountain. I forget what they call it. But that's what's next. So, until then, you guys take care.